Woo. Wake up, sheeple. What's going on? It's your boy, Insight. Back with another one. Got something on my mind. Spot a post I just saw on Facebook and got me thinking. It's a sister on Facebook. Don't know if I should say her name. I'll leave her anonymous. But in essence, the post was, black people don't like to support you. They only want to support or get on the bandwagon once you own. What I have to say to that, sis, is it's true. It just is what it is. And that's when I come with my message of by any means necessary. We have to get over our emotions about it. It just is what it is. Black people do only want to support you. A majority of them want to support you once you own already. So I say just grind it out and do the work and get on. We got to get over our emotions about it. I think if you try to break it to like a philosophical message, this is what Gary V is saying. This is what Warren Buffett is saying. Gary V in terms when he says, you know, he trades for attention. You know what I'm saying? Wherever the attention is, that's where you need to be at. Warren Buffett is always talking about compound interest. Well, you can apply that. For me, you could apply that like philosophically, ideologically, you know what I'm saying? And I would say it from a, let's say a hood perspective as get in where you fit in. Don't hate the player, hate the game. Do what you gotta do so you can do what you wanna do. You know, just keep grinding it out. Let's say from the viewpoint of compound interest, you keep grinding it out. You know what I'm saying? Keep putting in that work and over time, you know what I mean? If you hold, you will yield a profit. You will get some results. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's going to happen. So, it comes down to emotional intelligence. Shout out to my brother Mario. This is the discussion we had, and he brought up that term. And I'm going to be honest, it was my first time hearing those two words put together, and it really struck a chord with me. Emotional intelligence. I think that's something that a lot of people lack, and in particular my group, black people, African Americans, emotional intelligence. I'm not saying intelligence. In other words, we let emotions drive the car and crash every time. You know, it doesn't work. You know, we need more practicality. Like, we need to check those emotions. Emotions are going to come. Emotions are natural. Fear, anxiety, whatever, doubt, all of these things are natural. They're going to happen. But we need to be intelligent about them. We need to understand what's happening and be able to not let it control the situation. And as black people, I think we do that a lot. You know, we're hurt, you know, we're hurt people. And, you know, and I think I heard Russell say it, hurt people hurt people, you know. And that's what we do to each other, because we're a hurt people. And we just, you know, we're angry at everyone, and we're also angry at us, you know. So as far as, you know, black people only supporting us, you know, once we already own, they only, that's when they want to get on the bandwagon. I say, so what? If that's what it is, that's what it is. Like Gary V say, trade for attention. Wherever the attention is, go get it. We got to get over our emotions about it. We know what conditioning went down with us. We know what happened. We got to get over the shame and try and deny it. We were conditioned, and it wasn't for our betterment. It is what it is. We got to get over our emotions so we can get things done. And I think that's another part of what brothers like Malcolm meant by any means necessary. It don't mean just be angry and kill Whitey. Come on, it's not even practical. I think by any means circulate the dollar, achieve some kind of, you know what I'm saying, financial sovereignty as a group by any means necessary. If you got to build a business, if you got to go to school, if you got to, you know, if you got to eat shit on the job, you know, but you have a plan of financial freedom, then just do that. You know, just do what you got to do. Everything don't have to be led with our emotions. That's my message, y'all. I'm your boy Insight. Check me out on the Anchor. Sorry to be rude, y'all.
But I'm going to conclude. That's what I wanted to say. That's my message. Again, check me out on the Anchor app. This is your boy, Insight. Shout out to the crew, Nick Neon, my partner, which we will be coming back and giving you some interesting content. So that's going to be live. I'm trying out this Anchor app and seeing how the interview function works. And I'm going to try to get some people. I am going to get some people on here. That's interesting. They got something interesting to say. That's my goal. I like to provoke thought and hopefully say something that could be useful in a person's life.
It's something that brings me joy. That's what I do. So, I'm bumping my gums. I can do that. This is your boy, Insight. Check me out on Anchor, the Chop Shop. Peace.